Well, very good afternoon to you. You're through to the Issues and Tissues show. Jackie's right here waiting to speak with you.
Indeed I am. Hello, Gwen. How are you?
Hi. I'm well. How are you, Jackie?
I'm just wonderful, thank you. It's 9 o'clock at night here, and it's lovely to have you. What can we help you with?
Well, you were speaking about happiness.
Mm.
Well, it's been a while since I've been very, very happy. Okay. And I'm starting to get to the point where happiness is coming my way. And it feels actually very good, but in the back of my mind, I'm still somewhat stuck in the times of being unhappy. Mm. And I need to get out of that. And
why
I don't
do you
know
need
how to? That's a good question. Well, it's not comfortable. It's just not comfortable anymore.
It's not comfortable anymore. Okay, so what is it that puts you back there if you don't like it? If it's uncomfortable, for what reason do you go back to it?
It's familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that's a huge one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Familiarity. Yeah. With something that we're uncomfortable with, because you have, you know, let's go to the, where that stone in the shoe was. You've relearned how to walk with this familiarity or this discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And really when it actually is comfy, tell me what it's like when it's easy for you and when it is comfy and it is happy. What's that like when you allow it?
When I allow it, it feels great. I feel
yes.
blessed.
Mm.
But because I've been in that state of not being happy, mm-hmm. in the back of your mind, that tape is still playing.
All right. So what if you could put a pause or even a big stop button on that tape that was playing, mm-hmm. and bring yourself back more often to where it's, what were the words you used?
Blessed.
Blessed. Wow. How do you know when you're blessed? What does that really, where do you feel that, Gwen? How do you know you're blessed?
I know this sounds crazy, but it doesn't feel familiar.
Yeah. Okay. What does it feel? And so it's different. But how
it's
do you
different.
Know it? When do you know that you know that you're blessed?
Well, you're asking a lot of good questions.
Everyone else can do this at the same time, because I think you're not the only
true.
One in
true,
the,
true.
In listening in. This is a hugely common issue, Gwen. So you keep looking and tell me how you know when you know that you're blessed. What's going on in your body? Where do you feel it?
It feels lighter.
Yeah.
I feel that my body feels lighter.
Okay.
My thoughts are lighter.
Mm. So can you go to that place right now? Can you just imagine for me a time when you've known that, and it's obviously quite recently because you've just said that you're in that place,
yeah.
and I don't need to know it, and you don't need to share that with anyone else. Just go to a place like that, and everyone else who's listening, just go to a time right now when you know that you're blessed, you're lighter, life's easier, and actually you probably feel quite expansive, maybe.
Yes.
Would that be a good word?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. So can you pick a specific time right now?
Yes.
Great. So go there and let those feelings flood your body. And see, when you do that, I bet your shoulders drop, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I bet your heart just opens, doesn't it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm. And tell me what happens to your eyes.
I'm sorry?
What happens to your eyes?
They actually become clearer. I feel, that's very interesting that you say that, is because when I'm feeling, when I'm in that place of not being happy or feeling stressed, physically, my body feels the weight of that. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, having physically not stomach not feeling well, it's difficult to walk. Again, my eyes, I feel like I can't see very clearly and I have to wear my glasses. Mm-hmm. It just physically takes a toll on you.
Okay, but that, and that's when you're in the not-so-blessed place, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so let's stick with the blessed place, yeah?
Okay.
Stick with the blessed place.
Okay.
Now, in that blessed place, where everything is feeling easy, light, expansive, fabulous, warm maybe even,
yes,
and you can see clearly,
mm-hmm,
how do you know when it's time to stop it?
I don't.
Mm. Well, something does, because otherwise you would stay there, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Mm. Okay. So let's think of the time, the most recent occasion when you've been in that blessed place, if that's possible.
Okay.
Good girl. Stick with this one. And for some reason, it maybe stopped. What happened to stop it? A little voice came up.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes. Whose voice was it?
I call it the saboteur.
That's okay. Right. So let's get even more personal. Give it an actual name. It doesn't need to be a name that to somebody, but let's give it a name. What name would you like to give it?
Somehow I got the name Sam.
Sam. Right. Let's have Sam there. So there's Sam. Draw me a picture of Sam. What does Sam look like?
Like a little blob that just constantly chatters.
Mm-hmm. A little blob. Does it have a color?
It's dark.
Dark color. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. What's his age of Sam now? How long has Sam been around?
Oh, gosh. Sam's been around for probably, when I turned, probably about 17.
Mm. And tell me something. Does Sam, so do you remember time without Sam?
Oh, yes.
Great. And when you're feeling blessed and light, is Sam around?
Yes, somewhere in the background, yes.
What's he doing when you're feeling blessed?
Actually, that little voice is like, no, it's not going to last for too long.
Mm. So what's the purpose of Sam, do you think?
I think the purpose of Sam is basically to steal my joy.
And what there'll be a higher intention behind this, because there's going to be a real positive thing that Sam's there for.
Okay.
So just ask Sam, what is the positive intention? What's your highest intention of being here? And listen for a second and see what you say.
I'm getting for protection.
Yeah, great. See, that's fantastic. So Sam is actually partially to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
So now that you've got this wonderful blessedness in your life,
mm-hmm,
and Sam is also there as protection, what I'd like you to do, Gwen, is to have a wee chat quietly with Sam,
okay,
on your own. And what I want you to ask Sam is, what he needs to teach you in order for your blessedness to carry on, i.e. his job has been to protect you, and he's done a really good job. You know,
yeah,
you've been there since you were 17. That's fantastic.
Yes.
You're being protected. He's a pretty cool guy. So embrace, Sam, and embrace the learnings and say thank you. And also say it's time, Sam, for you to leave. For Sam to go now. You've learned the lessons and you can manage on your own. However, you really embrace him, love him, and allow him to go back to the light.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Absolutely.
A really important thing here is to embrace him, thank him, and learn the lessons that he needs to teach you. And the fact that you know that it's for protection, find out protection from what, right, and what you need to remember that once upon a time you didn't know. And he came in at a time when you were much younger and hadn't had the life lessons that you now have.
It's true.
You hadn't had the growth that you now have. And something had to protect you.
That's very true. That's true. I will do that. Definitely.
Oh, wonderful. And do report back, Gwen. We'd love to know how you get on.
Oh, I will. Thank you so very much.
You are so welcome, my darling. And the very best of luck.
You too. Thank you.
You don't need it.
You.
I'll work with you tonight upstairs. And, you just allow Sam to toddle off.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
And
wow.
You can carry on chatting with him anytime you need.
Okay.
All right, my love?
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Gwen, thank you very much for calling in. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, do let us know how you get on.
I sure will.
Terrific.
Thank you.
Well,
have a good
okay.
Night.
Yeah, you too.
Thank
good
you.
Afternoon and a good evening. Bye for now.
Bye.
Wow, Jackie Walker, you're good, aren't you?
Hey, I only ask questions. The client does all the work, as you can see. She's the one that's doing it. And isn't that lovely?
True.
We all have Sams that run around us. And we all need... And you know, it's so important to be able to name these little thingies and these voices and get a vision of them and recognize that they have a purpose. They do have a purpose. They so have a purpose. And the more we accept that that's what they're there for, rather than pretending they're not, the easier it is for them just to toodle off.
Terrific. Great work, Jackie. Excellent stuff. Let's just let everybody know where we are. And thanks again to Gwen for being so courageous and coming on and being so coachable and willing. And I think you did some great work together there. So thank you.
Thanks.
You're listening to the Barefoot Broadcast and Jackie Walker's Barefoot Relationship Show. www.thebarefootbroadcast.com